Cześć! Witajcie w 40. nagraniu podcastu Happy Kids Talk. Ja nazywam się Ewa Beczek, a to jest podcast dla mam, które chcą uczyć się języka angielskiego, słuchając tematów, które naprawdę je interesują i wykorzystując wolne chwile w ciągu dnia. Jeśli masz więc 10 minut i chcesz posłuchać nagrania, w którym krótki wstęp jest po polsku, a nagranie po angielsku, a dodatkowo temat mindfulness jest dla Ciebie interesujący, to zapraszam do wysłuchania tego nagrania. Będę mówić o mindfulness z perspektywy osoby początkującej. Opowiem o 8-tygodniowym kursie mindfulness, w którym właśnie biorę udział i o tym, co mi to daje. I przede wszystkim chciałam podzielić się przemyśleniami i obserwacjami po pierwszych tygodniach ćwiczeń i medytacji. Jak się pewnie domyślasz, mój kurs mindfulness jest w wersji online. O tym też trochę opowiem w dzisiejszym nagraniu. Okej, to przełączam się na angielski i zaczynamy. Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Happy Kids Talk podcast. Today I'm going to talk about mindfulness. It's been quite a popular topic for some time now, and I know that a lot of people are interested in that, so I wanted to share some ideas from a perspective of being a mom. As you may already know, I have 3 kids, and because of the pandemic, most of the time they are at home. And as you can also imagine, it's not easy to practice mindfulness in such circumstances. But let's go back to the time before pandemic. At the beginning of March, I joined a mindfulness course. It was in one of the yoga studios in my neighborhood. And in fact, it's a certified course called MBSR, which stands for Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction. So once a week, I went to the yoga studio for almost 3 hours to practice mindfulness. But then the pandemic came, so the course had to be moved from a quiet and cozy yoga studio to the online, which meant one of the rooms in my apartment. And the biggest problem was the noise. I couldn't find a quiet place. And when practicing mindfulness, it's quite necessary to find a quiet place. The other problem was that the course was in the online version, and because I teach English online, every time I turned on the laptop and I was connecting via Zoom, the platform for online meetings, I associated that with my everyday job. So in fact, I decided to resign from the course. But fortunately, it was possible for me to go back to this course in November. And online version was not a problem anymore. Maybe it's because before, I was surprised with the change. And now, I knew from the beginning that it was going to be online, so that was sort of my choice. And it was easier to accept that. And mindfulness is quite popular right now. There are a lot of books, lots of articles, videos, and so on. But in fact, it was my first experience when it comes to practicing mindfulness. This certified course in mindfulness lasts 8 weeks. So we meet once a week for 2.5 hours. And it's not only mindfulness, but also about reducing stress. And it was such a huge surprise for me. It works for me from the first days of the course. I feel that I am so much more calm and relaxed. And in fact, people around me can also feel that. So, for example, my husband had a very stressful situation at work. And he told me what happened, and after our conversation, he said that he felt so much better. So I could somehow share with him this sense of peace and balance. During the meetings at the mindfulness course, there is a lot of practice. Breathing, stretching, relaxation, yoga. Before I started this course, I was used to doing other types of exercises like fitness, dynamic and energetic. And now we have different types of exercises. They are very relaxing, and sometimes I even fall asleep during meditation. After each meeting, we get homework. So, for example, writing a journal every day, having a meal in a mindful way, and also doing some yoga exercises or breathing exercises, and so on. It takes quite a lot of time, and it's not always possible for me to do it all. And I know it is going to be very difficult for me to continue doing that every day. Because to be mindful, you need a quiet place, you need patience, and you also need quite a lot of time. And with kids, it's almost impossible to do. I mean, for me, it's a lot easier right now compared to the time when they were really small. So it's a lot better now. But still, it's so difficult. But that's fine with me. I feel so grateful that I have the time for the meetings once a week, because not very long time ago, it wouldn't be possible. And I also know other moms with whom I have English online, and they are so grateful that they have 1 hour a week, and during this time, someone else takes care of the children, and during this hour, they do something practical for themselves. And I also have this kind of feeling right now, that it's this special time for me. And right now, I treat this course a little bit like a cafeteria, where I only pick things which are good for me, so I don't take all of it. I've only started this mindfulness course, and probably there is still a lot for me to discover. But right now, here are some things that I take from this course. So, number one, taking care of yourself takes quite a long time, but it's worth it. So, small things that we do every day, they change a lot and they make a difference. For me, for example, it's writing a journal every day. Okay, so number two, we can choose the things that we want to focus on. So during the course, there is a very simple exercise where we focus our sight on a specific thing. So, for example, we look closely at a chair. And even focusing really hard, our eyes are able to see a lot more than the chair. So we are able to see what's in the background, and we can actually notice a lot of other details. And it's actually the same in everyday life. If we are focused on a task or a problem, it's always possible to look at some other details that are in the background. Number three is about doing things in an automatic way. There are so many things that we do without even realizing it. So, for example, closing the door with the key or washing your face in the morning. And sometimes it's good just to slow down and look at this thing mindfully. I did this exercise when I was having a meal in a mindful way, and I realized that there are so many things that I had never noticed. I never realized the way I hold the fork or what I am actually looking at. So thanks to that exercise, I am more focused on having meals, but also on having a conversation with someone, or putting my face cream in the evening. I'm just generally more focused and I get distracted a lot less. And the last one, number four, I feel that I have control over what I focus on. So I can choose the topics, the problems, the people, the things in my life. Okay, so this is it for today. And the course I am taking part in right now is with Angelika Kucharska. And if you want to find out more, I'll put the link in the show notes at www.happykidstalk.bl/40. Mindfulness bywa trudne do praktyki, szczególnie dla mam. Wymaga czasu, ciszy i skupienia. A to często nieosiągalny luksus dla mamy. Dlatego może warto pomyśleć o wersji mini mindfulness, czyli kilka minut dziennie. Bo nawet te kilka minut dziennie sprawia, że jesteśmy bardziej odporni na stres, skoncentrowani i spokojniejsi. A ten spokój udziela się najbliższym. A to bardzo cenne. Dzięki za wysłuchanie tego odcinka i do usłyszenia następnym razem.